This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KD2GDQ. How are you?
Well, good morning there, Brad. Happy Tuesday. You're in here early. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm usually in here when about this time. But a lot of times, Jeff beats me to the punch, and I just kind of sit back and listen to you guys talk. Maybe I beat Jeff this time.
I think you did. Not that it's a competition, but I think you did. Yeah. So I was, before I forget to tell you, I was telling Jeff about this little circuit module that I had found yesterday. It's actually an APRS world. This whole balloon thing had me thinking about APRS, and Mark Foley looked into APRS, had me thinking about it. And I was on this website, and I came across this module that was pretty cool. And it was a basic power line module, like if you put something in your mobile, this would be really good for APRS. It might not be bad for your mobile radio, but basically it's not a new thing, but it monitors your battery voltage, and if it's above a certain level, which you can set, so let's say it knows it's charging, it turns the circuit on, turns your radio or APRS transmitter on, and if it drops below that voltage, so the alternator turns off, can be set for 0, 5, 10, 20 minutes to run and then turn off, which is a pretty cool circuit. They even have the schematic for it, and they did it with a FET microcontroller. You could do it with an Arduino or a Pi microcontroller, a Raspberry Pi microcontroller, and said, oh, that could be a fun little project. They did want a lot for it, but it comes in a nice, neat little case, but they want like $59 for it. And I could maybe have a use for that one of these days, and maybe give me something to play with in the meantime. But, I was checking out that website after all the APRS talk lately.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Yesterday when I was talking to Ross, my son was home over the weekend, and I asked him if he knew anything about Linux, and he said, everything, what do you want to know? And he says, I use it on a daily basis. And I asked him about my old computer, and we took a look at it, and he goes, oh, yeah, Linux will run on it. He gave me a couple suggestions for a couple different types of Linux, and so now I just need to buy a new solid-state drive for it and do a clean boot. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's very interesting, as I think Jeff's starting to play in that world as well, dabbling, getting his fingertips wet in the world of Linux. I am definitely not a power user. Since I've been getting into Pis for the past couple of years, I have gotten into it that way, and I've been running Ubuntu for many years. But definitely no hardcore programmer, that's for sure. But I can use it to accomplish what I want to do. I'll say that. But, I wish you the best on that, and hopefully you get to, bring your old PC back to life. Yeah, that would be nice.
It'd be nice to tinker with it, bring it back to life. When we were talking the other night, it was my wife and Trav's girlfriend. We were talking, and Karen just says, well, why don't you just buy another computer? And then Trav spoke up before I did. He says, it's all kind of part of the hobby, the tinkering. And I said, exactly. And bring that computer back to life, and then I'll have a dedicated computer to my ham radio stuff, because it seems like I'm probably going to have to, if I do any ham stuff, it's going to have to be from indoors. With very limited antennas.
Yeah, from a processing power perspective, the computing that I'm familiar with doesn't require that much processing power. I think a lot of your older machines will run it just fine. And running on Linux is you know, without the blow to windows, it's going to make it that much better in the first place. Run on a solid state drive, if it's going to, you know, give that machine a whole new life. So that's very cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. And then in the tinkering part of it, just to tinker and see what happens.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, upgrading, you want to upgrade to general or above, and Jose wants to become licensed, not so much in the tinkerer aspect, but just to be licensed and have legal, you know, a legal license to operate on the frequencies when he needs and wants to. I'm sure you've talked to him, but... Yeah, sounds like he's starting to study a little bit.
Yeah, he and I have talked a little bit about it on Tuesday nights. So, yeah, I'll have to check with him tonight, see how he's doing. I'm moving along in my studies for my general. I'm going to have to really buckle down and start taking some of the tests or answering some of the questions from your website, which was a big help for my technician stuff, and then go back and read the sections on the questions I missed.
Yeah, apparently there was just recently a class at the Lancaster Club, or a series of classes, but it might have been for general. I think he's waiting for the next technician round to come along. If I'm not mistaken, he talked to John Maxwell about getting on that list for the next go-round. So that would be pretty cool. Man, I don't know if it would be, again, without some good antennas, some good mobile power, at least without using a repeater. If we use a repeater, we could get us all in together in the morning, if you were so interested. So speaking of others, this is K2PCB. I'll leave a little longer pause and see who else is joining us this morning.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Nice to hear you on this fine Tuesday morning. The mic is yours.
When I came home from work yesterday, the wife was still at work downtown, which allowed me to bring in the desktop that I got from ECC, threw it on the kitchen table, hooked it all up, and then brought the HackRF in to charge it and play and get it all situated and figure out if any of the programs actually work. And we got it running, and Zoe made a CW.
All right. I don't know if that dropout was on my end or that was on Jeff's end. I heard Zoe made a CW, and then that was the last of anything that I heard. Are you in there, Brad?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think I heard Jeff a little bit, but I thought I heard you talking to him.
Yeah, he was. He was talking about bringing in his tower yesterday and playing around with his HackRF, charging it up. And it sounds like him and his daughter had a CW QSO party, maybe, but I didn't hear the end of that sentence, and I was wondering if it was my connection that dropped out or it was Jeff's, and it sounds like it may have been Jeff's. He just disappeared after that. Yeah, so anywho, you guys all went to the Erie County Fair, and Lynn was talking to her sister yesterday, and she's like, oh, you know where I'd like to go is the state fair. Do you think you guys want to go to the state fair? And I'm like, yeah, I'll go to the state fair. I know there's a big debate, you know, it's been for years over which is better, the state fair or the Erie County Fair. I think from maybe an attendance point of view or size, it definitely is a contender, if not bigger. But there's an appeal of the state fair to me. And so her sister's asking if we want to go, and I'm like, yeah, sure. And I would say, do you want to go? And And so they start talking, and wait a minute, I'm not going to take off a day to go to the fair. I could, but unfortunately, I really can't right now because we have that rental equipment for another 2 weeks, and it's that time frame that the fair runs. And we're not going to go to the fair on the weekend. Oh, we have to go in the middle of the week. I'm like, okay, no, I'll pass on that. And then Lynn's like, oh, I think they were looking for you to drive anyway. Yeah, okay, no surprise there. My truck crews out. I'd almost prefer it. But, we'll see if they change their mind on the weekend idea.
We haven't been to the state fair since Travis left Syracuse and moved to Boston. And that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. But we went for a couple times. It's nice. It's a little bit different than the Erie County Fair. There was a few more exhibits and demonstrations than there are at the Erie County Fair.
And maybe that's what I like about it. I'm not a ride goer. I do like the separate buildings for each of the different types of animals in the whole agriculture section. You know, you go in and you can watch, you know, the different horse shows. You know, there's the whole arena there, and you can see the various livestock. And I could spend half of my day there. The other half, obviously, is in eating and, there's like a belly dancer show there the one year, magic shows. I think there's a lot of other entertainment. And, of course, then they've got a lot of the indoor sales where people are selling, leaf filters and, various gadgets. And, some of that's a little silly, but we'll do a quick walkthrough, especially if it's hot outside, because a lot of times there's some decent conditioning on the inside. And, you're right. It's just different. It's got a different vibe to it. So we'll see. Not hopeful, because they were really against the weekend idea, but we'll see what happens.
If I remember correctly, we went on a weekend. It wasn't that bad. I mean, I can't remember what day it was, but obviously. But I'm pretty sure it was a weekend. I wouldn't say it was any more crowded than the Erie County Fair. There's a lot of the same stuff, just a few different things. But a fair is a fair. But, the drive out to Syracuse isn't that bad.
Yeah, and I know some people, like Tony, his wife buys one of those passes so she can go every day that the fair is here. And I guess they're pretty close, and she takes the kids and, you know, makes a whole vacation, if you will, out of it. I'm probably good to go once every 5-10 years, and it's probably been 5-10 years since I've been to the state fair, maybe 5 years. It's been a while. So when I do go, it's a nice treat. And, out at the state fair, they have, not that I'm a huge milk drinker, but, you know, they have the, the 25-cent chocolate milk. So that's kind of cool. You have to get in line for that. Quick line, but a line nonetheless. And then you have the butter sculptures and just all kinds of craziness. And the admission's cheap. And, and then they have some days, so they have, like, their dollar days or $2 days, and they have all kinds of specials. Yeah, so it's fun. But we'll see. We shall see. All right, so try one more time, see if Jeff made it back in here. This is K2PCB. All right, maybe he has a dead battery again. How about you, Ross? You in there?
Yep, I'm in here. Good morning, everybody. KC2PET.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't tell when you joined the group, unlike when you guys can tell that I've joined the group. Good morning, sir.
Oh, it's all good. No worries. I tend to sit back and listen for a little while anyway. I concentrate my driving. So how's everybody else's evening? Mine, of course, is installing something or putting something in a fire truck. It usually consists of my Mondays now.
Yeah, my Monday was pretty low-key as well. Lynn and I, over the weekend, started the movie that was 3 hours long, and it was late on Sunday night. So we watched half of it, which I don't normally like doing, but it worked out well, perfect for timing. And so last night we finished that up. And, other than that, fairly low-key. Lynn did make some stuffed Hungarian peppers. We went out to the Windmill Farm and Craft Market in Penyan over the weekend, and I bought cucumbers, mini cucumbers. I bought some dill sprigs, and I bought some peppers. So yesterday she stuffed a bunch of those peppers, threw them in the oven, well, threw some of them in the oven, froze the rest. So we had some of those for dinner, and also on Sunday I made refrigerator pickles with the mini cucumbers. I sampled those yesterday, the pickles. No, they need a little more time. It was only one day in the fridge. I'll give those a couple more days, but they're definitely tasting good. But the peppers, oh my goodness. You never know what you're going to get, but ooh, those Hungarians were pretty hot. I had to put some slather some sour cream on those yesterday, but and we have a whole slew of those. I think we'll have some more tonight, and then Lynn had already packaged up the other ones in vacuum sealer bags and then froze the rest, so we can pull those out when we want them. Yummy, yummy.
Looks like they're going to fix another windmill. I put another one in. A hub just went by. A windmill hub. So it sounds like that your little concoction there, spices, definitely not to my tasting, but definitely for Megan. I'm sure she'd be willing to try that. She likes very spicy stuff. Me not so much. I can't handle the spice. So does Jeff have a... I guess, what has he got? He's doing just battery, right? Doesn't he? There's two things you can do. Either get one of those battery to, what would I say? I'm drawing a blank this morning. A battery to a cigarette lighter socket or, get a mobile or something. I don't know. I would much rather go for a mobile, but, it sounds like the battery died again. I'll listen to him out for him again.
Yeah, I can see him across the way over here gathering up all his stuff and getting ready to make his way in. And I don't see any radio play in his routine there, so I'm going to guess that it probably shut down on him. The battery replacement thing, battery eliminator, I think is what a lot of people call those. I can't answer that for him, but I know he said he did have a mobile radio that he was looking to wire into the vehicle, but hadn't made it to that point yet. But I've got 6:43, so I should make this my final. Maybe I'll step out and let you catch up with Brad there for a couple minutes, and I'll see you guys on the inside. This is K2PCB, and we'll talk to you back here on the air, Brad. All right, KCPCB, 73.
All right, Chad. I'll see you at work, KC2PT. Good morning to you, Brad. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Slept okay last night now that it's a little bit cooler. Actually had to pull a blanket over me for a little while. So, I guess I'm kind of looking forward to the spring, fall weather. Get away from some of that heat. How have you been lately?
I'm doing all right. This definitely isn't my sleeping weather. You know me, I like it warm. I've already put on my pajamas. I do have some fleece ones. I haven't got quite to the fleece yet, but I've put some longer sweats on as for pajamas. Stay a little bit warmer, and I actually throw the extra comforter on my bed. So yeah, that's where I'm at now. I will slowly switch to my nice warm fleece my pajamas and my fleece comforter. Then I'll be all set for the winter.
I do like it hot during the day, but I definitely like it cooler at night. I sleep better when it's a little bit cooler. But that's all right. How was your day yesterday at work? Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, my Mondays are usually crazy. A lot of corrections and shop track, a lot of, a couple of screw-ups and more or less trying to figure out this whole labeling of our amplifiers. We switched ever since, and so they wanted to put 5 amps in a gel pack and label each one. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. The trouble is you don't have a Foreman sight line that can sequentially print off labels, you know, like 5, you know, 5, 5, 5, and then, you know, if the last one's got like 1 miss, it'll be like 4. Obviously, Sightline's not that smart to do that kind of stuff, and there's no foreseeable future of that ever getting put into the new Sightline. So, well, that's that for that story. And what the other thing is, now we gotta put the model number on with the job, and that's been getting screwed up. So, I'm not too happy with this whole new labeling system that we have to put in now. So.
That does sound like a pain. It doesn't seem like it was thought out clearly enough before it was implemented. But it's not isolated to PCU. There was other companies that I worked at that implemented things before they were fully thought out. But you know, hopefully you'll work through it.
My thing was, there's nothing wrong with the old way. It's more or less trying to fix another department's problems. So now their problems have now turned into my problems, which is not the greatest thing. But I'm almost tempted to kind of put all of them in one shell pack and be done with that. And since they want to do it this way. I don't know if I gotta see if I can fit 30 in there, and then they're just gonna have to do it their way. Like I said, if this keeps up, I can't keep doing this all the time, fixing stuff like this. It's worse now, I think it was when we were to do the old way with the waffle pack.
So this doesn't have anything to do with PFP, does it?
No, this has something to do with inventory, not either picking the right amps or putting the wrong quantities out. Both of us are in the wrong model amps. I've gotten stuff like, this isn't what I've asked for, you know. The amp's supposed to be wrong. And I said, well, that's not the deal. Because what happened is another person come to me with a different job, say, hey, these amps are wrong. I go, that's funny, because you have the other person's amps. So I have to swap them, and then everything's fine. So it's an inventory issue.
I see, said the blind man. You move their own, instead of fixing their problem, they moved it to you, which is not cool in my book, but that's too bad, Ross. I feel for you.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. We'll eventually find something that hopefully works for everybody. Is this your shooting day to go shoot?
Yeah, today's a shooting day, this afternoon. I'll run into Jeff down there, and Jose. Tomorrow's a shooting day, Thursday's a shooting day, and Friday's a shooting day. And then Sunday. So, yeah.
That's a lot of shooting. That's more like me going with my daughter. Tuesday's the soccer day, and Thursday's the soccer day, and then we have some practices on Sunday, so that's a soccer day. Soccer, soccer, soccer.
Yeah, this is an unusual week. I'd actually thought of going to shoot some trap last night, then I got to actually reading my general book, you know, preparing for my exam. And next thing you know, it was we ate dinner and we were taking care of the dishes. I go, oh man, it's 6 o'clock. I was going to go shoot. And I said, that's all right. I don't need to. You know, that's nice at Pistol League. And then Wednesday, I do shoot some traps at lunch with some guys out here in Alden. And then Thursday night is what we call the Steel Challenge, which is a 22 pistol and rifle competition down at the club. And then Friday is to get another 22 rifle bench rest. It's an unusual week, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, maybe one of these nights I have to come out and watch you guys shoot. That'd be interesting to watch. See how, I've seen, I've gone to Allied once. They had a chicken barbecue there, so I was watching them, and they had, they were doing some shoots up there. So you're probably part of both Ally and probably the Alden Rag Gun Club?
Not Allied. I'm actually a member of Alden, and then there's one down in Java. It used to be called the Java Rod and Gun Club, and they've changed it to the Wyoming Conservation Club or Society or something. But I'm a member down there. Allied wanted 20 hours a week, and that was a few, several years ago, and it was like twice the annual dues of Alden. So I said, "Yeah, that's all right. I don't need to do 20 hours of service."
Yeah, that's a lot. That's more than I probably put in at the fire department a week.
No, it's not 20 a week. It's 20 a year. Alden requires 10 hours of work hours a year. So it's not hard, but to try and do another club with another 20 hours, if it was 10 hours, probably be okay, but 20 hours starts to add up pretty quick.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is that just, that's not for just shooting, it's just probably like maintenance to a building or, mowing the grass down there or just upkeep of the property is probably what that goes to?
Exactly. Like Alden is going to have their chicken barbecue this Sunday. So there will be a lot of guys get 8-10 hours there. Doing one day's worth of work. Mowing lawns, there's work parties where they might paint or clean or fix things that need that are broken. Mowing lawn, and at our club, if you score for trap or you set up, all that counts.
Yeah, it sounds like quite the club. Yeah, I know on us we have to. The fire department, that's just, if we don't we put enough time rescuing people, but we also have to, our station on Broadway, that's usually whoever has time, we'll go down and mow. It works. Like I said, there's no real set person to do that. If you run the lawnmower, that's fine, flat grass. Usually took me about almost an hour and a half one day. And I think that's about five acres, I think that's we got to mow down there. So we got the big mower. But it goes along pretty good, but it's a lot of grass to mow.
Yeah, that is a lot of grass. We don't have quite that much grass. I get my hours for the club at Alden by keeping track of people's hours and posting them about once a month. And for a while, it was like the lawn was getting mowed like 4 times in a week. And then someone broke one of the lawnmowers and they said, okay, only these people can mow the lawn now. And so that's cut down quite a bit.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that yet. Everybody's usually pretty good with the equipment. Like I said, usually most of us are busy answering calls. And there's no over-mowing of the property, especially now since the grass has been so dry. But, all right, Brad, thanks for that time again. I got 656, so I'm making my way in. So I'll sign with you. I will say 73, and I will talk to you tomorrow. This is KC2PT.
73 is KC2PEQ, this is KC2GDQ, clear, talk to you tomorrow.